became the founding board of directors as the group incorporated. I meant to look up how many years ago that's been, but it's getting close to two decades now, I think. So when he's not doing all sorts of good things, like our former chairman of the board, our former secretary, frequent presenter, he is working for OCI, where he teaches classes in C, ACE, and TAU, and he's done a presentation on that before, so you'll have to ask if you weren't at that presentation about the Dial product and how it works. But tonight, he's going to teach us about booting PC style, so I hand it over to Rich Seibel.
Okay. So what we're going to talk about here is about as geeky as we can get. We're going to talk about hardware. So if you're interested in software, find it very boring, because we're not going to talk about software. That's much too high level. We're going to talk about hardware.
I like hardware.
That's where we're at. And contrary to what the notification said, since then I've added, I am going to talk about PXE, since I figured out how PXE works since then. So, first thing I want to talk about are the various constraints that you have to do booting, and that's what this talk is about. And you'll find that then I'm going to talk about the layout of disk, addressing, partition tables, master boot record, all those neat things, how disks are designated. Then I finally get to the boot sequence itself, assumptions that the loader makes, the various stages of the booter, and then some other stuff. Everything, literally just about everything I'm going to say tonight, you can find an exception for, because there are no standards for any of this stuff.
On the contrary, there's a lot of standards.
No, there are no standards.
No.
There's a lot of standards on a lot of things, but on this area, there's no standards. It's all been evolved with agreements between various vendors, and most of this 20 years ago or more. Actually, early 80s, most of this stuff was agreed upon. So we're going to take a trip down through memory lane, because we have to take a trip down through memory lane. First of all, what are the constraints? Well, we're only going to consider x86 PC hardware, because every kind of hardware boots differently. So we're going to talk about x86. That's everything that's in this room, probably most everything you're most interested in, except Macintosh.
No, it does run. It will run Windows.
Nope, not Macintosh.
It won't?
Macintosh will fall into that last category, other booters.
This is an Intel. Oh, but it boots differently.
It does not boot like a PC.
Oh, okay.
It is not a PC as far as booting is concerned. Must be 86 hardware, must be PC hardware. Any hardware that's capable of running natively DOS and Windows. Windows is tacked on to DOS. Mainly it has a common BIOS. One of the normal BIOSes that you have, AMD, Phoenix. Phoenix is the one I'm most familiar with. And the hardware must be backwards compatible to boot. Otherwise, it won't boot using the old standard booting. So the other thing I'm going to talk about a little bit, because my interest when I got into this and how I got into it was I was trying to boot VxWorks. How many people... somebody knows VxWorks. A little pain in the ass operating system, right?
Yeah. My roommate had one in the back of the apartment here to get working, so... Sounds like he ran into the same problems.
It is a fairly high reliability operating system. Does work pretty good. Anybody know that one of the most famous places that you can find VxWorks?
Linksys routers.
Yeah, Linksys routers run it, yep. There's VxWorks sitting on the moon. In fact, the lunar rover runs VxWorks. And it's been running it on the moon unattended for almost 2 years.
Lunar Mars.
Mars. Not Mars. Mars lander.
I didn't know there was a lunar rover.
No, Mars. Yes.
So the constraints that you put up so far, even though you're going to start talking about booting off the disks, those are constraints on the piece, the chip, the processor. Right?
Yeah, that's constraints on the hardware to do this kind of booting.
Right. mainly meaning the microprocessor. I mean, I get motherboard maybe, or what? Where does the BIOS live? Does it live on the motherboard?
BIOS lives on the motherboard.
Okay.
Well, I think those constraints are more constraints.